Shalom, this is Yair Davidi from Bambi, Brit Am Broadcasting Israel. Today we are going to speak about Psalms number 5. You are advised to go to our website, and on our website to find the section dealing with biblical commentary, and from there to Psalms, and look at what we have written on Psalms 5, because this talk will be based upon what we have written there, even though the talk itself is off the cuff. It is extemporaneous, as they say. And a lot of it will be spoken unto you as we feel, as according to how we understand the verse to need interpreting at the moment speaking. The verse begins, Limnatzeh halana hilat mismo the David. This is translated in English as saying, to the chief musician upon the Helot, a psalm of David. That translation is okay as far as it goes. There's an alternative version, which is also correct, possibly more correct, given by S.R. Hirsch, who translates it to say, to him who grants victory for the streaming currents of life, a psalm of David. Life has this. It's a stream, it is an ongoing, moving experience, and this psalm is built to guide us through life, to give us directions for what we should do each and every day of our lives, and what we should do during the day, and what our attitudes should be. The psalm begins, Akshiva the Kor Shavai Malkei Belahai Ki Eleka Et Balel. Give ear to my words, O Lord, consider my meditation. We ask God to hear us and to listen unto us, to understand our meditation, what we are thinking toward Him. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto Thee will I pray. God is your King and your Master. He is my King and my Master. God is the boss. He is the owner of the establishment. He wants us to pray unto Him. It is a commandment to pray unto God for our needs. God told us to pray unto Him, so we can't have the excuse that we are not worthy to pray, or He is beyond our reach, because we are told the opposite. Where you are, not only can you pray unto God, but you are commanded to do so. If you pray, you are commanded to pray unto the Almighty, and the Almighty will hear you and help you, and help all those around you, and all those to whom you are attached, all of the people of Israel, and all of the humanity. Adnai, Boka Tishma Koli, Boka Erach Lecha Vetzapeh. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and I will look up. So each one of us has his own lifestyle, his own needs, his own disabilities, and his own liabilities, and his own advantages over others. Everyone is built differently. Everyone has their own timetable, but nevertheless, when we get up, no matter who we are, we should try and find some time, a few minutes, to say something to the Almighty, to pray unto the Almighty. At the beginning of the day, we should undertake to have a good day, to lead a good life, and to do better during the day than we have done previously, on that than we might otherwise do. We should be positive, have positive thoughts, attempt to do good and not evil and not bad, and to get rid of negativity, to get rid of anger or bitterness, of sometimes silly nastiness that people tend to adopt, that is not necessary, it's not really part of us, it's something superfluous to us. Nasty comments or bad thoughts, or sometimes stupid joking or commentary that we don't really need. It's not us. But we don't realize what a bad effect it can have on people. It's not so difficult to be good to people. Try and be clean, towards others and project a positive image, to smile, to say something positive, encouraging, and if not, to avoid negativity at the least. And this is a habit we should get into, to project goodness, because God is a God of good. It's not necessarily that difficult to do once you get into the habit. On the other hand, habits can be hard to get out of. If we are falling, God forbid, as a lot of us fall at some time or other in our lives into the habit of badness, of disheartening others, we should avoid it. We should reform ourselves. Should turn a new leaf. And each morning we should pray to the Almighty to help us get through this day. Help us know what to do. Help us not to fall down. Help us to do as well as we can. We should ask the Almighty to help us. And we should ask and to help us, let us succeed and help, let us do good. Let us bring a blessing to ourselves, to our families, and to everything around us. Let this day be written in the biography, in the spiritual biography, in the records of above, as a positive day. Let it be written up in the positive side of the ledger. And he continues. Kilo El Hafetz Reshat Elo Yaguch Hara. For thou art not a Lord that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. Okay? God doesn't want wickedness, doesn't want wicked people. And we are not wicked. And if we have adopted evil traits or bad traits, so they're not really part of us, as we said, and we should try and get rid of them, because the Almighty does not want us to have them. And they are bad for us and for others. And it continues in the Hebrew, Lo yud yasfu holanim negid anecha sonetiko po'alei avon. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight, thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Okay? The foolish shall not stand in thy sight, thou hatest all workers of iniquity. The foolish are compared to workers of iniquity. Or rather, evildoers are called foolish, because they don't really help themselves. They harm themselves and they harm others, and there's no benefit for it. They are stupid. We don't want to be stupid. We want to be wise. We want to be better than we were. We want to do as well as we can. And especially if it doesn't require much effort, and it is for our benefit, as it is. And such is the case. The verse continues. Toa bein dobre kasab ishtamim mima yitahe b'ashem. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. Leasing is an old English word. We understand that it means boasting. Actually, the Hebrew says dobre kasab. Dobre kasab means people who speak falsehood, who say bad things that are wrong. People who tell lies and speak false matters will be destroyed. A bloody and deceitful person will be abhorred. We should avoid violence. And this, we have to be violent in order to protect ourselves and others when we have the ability to do so from those who are trying to do evil unto them. Or unless it is part of our task in life, such as policemen or others, people in security forces and the like. And even then, even such people who sometimes have to use violence should do so in moderation, and only to the degree that is necessary. And on the whole, it should be avoided. So too should falsehood and swindling and deceit be avoided. We should keep away from them. It sounds obvious, but day-to-day business or conduct with others, sometimes we get sucked into false, deceiving practices. Should get out of them. Be straight. Do right. It's what God wants of us. This is what we ask God when we pray unto Him to help us. And David continues, Psalm 5:7. Vani barav hasdeka abo beteka ishtahabe elheka kocheka biyiratecha. Bless for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. One should direct oneself toward the site of the temple. One should pray in the direction of Jerusalem. Should pray towards Jerusalem. If you're in the north, pray to the south, to the southeast, as the case may be. If you're in the west, pray to the east. If you're in the east, pray to the west. Wherever you are, you should pray toward the general direction of Jerusalem and have the intention of Jerusalem that you are praying toward the temple in Jerusalem. And that is what we are advised to do. It's true that no matter where we are, whatsoever situation we may find ourselves in, we can pray and God will hear us. But we are told that it is preferable to pray in the direction of Jerusalem, and so should we do. And we should also be aware that as a principle, that the mind, the intention, the psychological disposition is influenced by the physical action. What we do, our physical actions, our ceremonious dispositions, our ceremonious conduct. This too influences, if even subconsciously, our psychological and mental attitudes. And therefore there is an advantage in praying towards Jerusalem and having Jerusalem in mind. Solomon, King Solomon, after he had built the temple and he came to consecrate it, he offered up a prayer to the Almighty, as is found in 1 Kings chapter 8 concerning the temple. This is what he said. Concerning a stranger that is not of thy people Israel, but cometh out of a far country for thy name's sake. For they shall hear of thy great name, and of thy strong hand, and of thy stretched out arm, when he shall come and pray towards this house. Hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place, and do according to all that the stranger calleth to thee for, that all the people of the earth may know thy name, to fear thee, as do thy people Israel, and that they may know that this house which I have builded is called by thy name. If they sin against thee, for there is no man that sinneth not, and thou be angry with them, and deliver them to the enemy, so that they carry them away captives unto the land of the enemy, far or near. Yet if they shall bethink themselves in the land, whither they were carried captives, and repent and make supplication unto thee in the land of them that carried them captives, saying, we have sinned and have done perversely, we have committed wickedness, so return unto thee with all their heart and with all their soul in the land of the enemies which led them away captive, and pray unto thee toward their land, which thou gavest unto their fathers, the city which thou hast chosen, and the house which I have built for thy name. Then hear thou their prayer and their supplication in heaven thy dwelling place, and maintain their cause. Forgive thy people that have sinned against thee, and all their transgressions wherein they have transgressed against thee, and give them compassion before them who carried them captive, that they may have compassion on them. For they be thy people and thine inheritance, which thou hast brought us forth out of Egypt from the midst of the furnace of iron, that thine eyes may be open unto the supplication of thy servant, and unto the supplication of thy people Israel, to hearken unto them in all that they call for unto thee. For thou didst separate them from among all the people of the earth to be thine inheritance, as thou spakest by the hand of Moses thy servant, when thou broughtest our fathers out of Egypt, O Lord God. Here Solomon is saying that even someone is not of Israelite descent, is a non-Jew, is non-Israelite, is not a Hebrew, a goy, a Gentile who prays unto God, a heathen, or a former heathen, non-believer, who has come to believe or think that at least there might be something in the religion of Israel, in the biblical God, in the truth of the Bible, and he prays towards the temple that God will hear him and have mercy upon him, and that his prayer be heard. At all events his prayer would be heard, but his prayer be heard even more so, that he know that he received some type of answer, that his prayer is being heard. That is what Solomon asked be done unto the non-Israelite who prays toward the temple. And then Solomon went on and said that even his people Israel, and concerning his people Israel, when they sin, when they are taken into captivity, when they go into exile, even if from the place of exile they direct their hearts towards the Almighty and pray toward the temple, that God will hear them and have mercy upon them and cause others to have mercy upon them, and he will help them. This is a promise that the Almighty has given, and we should take this to heart. We should pray, all of us should pray to the extent of our ability, and we should, when praying, should direct our hearts toward the temple in Jerusalem and pray in the direction of Jerusalem. And he says in Hebrew, Adnai nahani b'tzidkatecha l'man sho'arai hasha lefanai t'achecha. For there, lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness, because of mine enemies. Make thy way straight before my face. We need the help of God to do the right thing. Okay? We will have enemies, we will have adversaries, and we will have things which are against us. Even sometimes our spouse, our wives, or our husband, if we are, or whoever, our companions, people we live with, people we work with, sometimes they're against us. Sometimes they're against us without justification. And often we feel there's nothing we can do about it. That's just the way things are. We have to live with it. Even so, there's a principle. If we go in the direction of the Almighty, the Almighty will help us, and that even our adversaries will come around to supporting us and agreeing with us and being with us in our worship toward the Almighty. We ask God in his righteousness to lead us in the straight path and to help us overcome whatever adversaries spring up before us. And here David is talking specifically about evil people who try and cause us to depart from the right way. And this too happens to a lot of different people, a lot of different ways. Sometimes they're women in their place of work are being harassed, or men also harassed in their place of work in different ways, or in their daily lives. So God can help us overcome, God can help us get past this hurdle. God will be with us if we call unto him. Concerning the wicked people, David says, Kien befiu nokona kebam habot kebapato and garonam loshanam yaharikon. There is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulchre. They flutter with their tongue. Okay, this is talking about another type of evil person who we have to be aware of. This is someone who is can be friendly to us and deceive us, and not necessarily consciously so. They are, it's just part of their nature, part of their being, part of the attitudes that they have adopted. Now, everyone needs friends. We all need people we can talk with, who can confide in. And we need companionship. And usually we should try and only link up with righteous people, with good people. It sometimes happens that through circumstances, through things beyond our control, we are joined up with others who are not of that nature. And nevertheless, we have a certain need to be with them, to talk unto them. And there's types of people who are very friendly, but they are bad. And it's just the way they are. They are bad and they are deceitful. And they try and pull us down with them or deeper than them. They have something to hang on to and we haven't. They are a false witness. They are a deceitful enemy pretending to be our friends. So we ask God to help us get through this obstacle that the circumstances of life have placed in our path. And David calls upon the Almighty to destroy such people, to destroy them, as it says. Hashimim Elohim Yiplu B'Mu'atzatahem V'Rab B'Sha'im Hadekemu Kimaru Bach. Destroy them, O God, let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. Okay, these people in some way are seeking our harm, our denigration. They are planting traps for us. So we ask the Almighty to destroy them, to let them fall by their own counsels, by the things that they are designing, or what they are plotting for others, that this should fall upon their own head. That the evil in them should destroy itself and them through it. Vismachu kohoze bach v'olam yarananu tasek aleimu yaltzu baha ohove shmecha. Let all those who put their trust in thee rejoice, let them shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. So that's it. Should rejoice in the Almighty, and the Almighty will help us. And we should pray unto him. And sometimes even these truths which sound obvious are worth repeating, worth going over and worth realizing, because it happens in life that the reality seems to be different from what we consider to be the biblical truth. And even so, we should pray to God and have trust in him and go with him, and we will see that things will come out as they are promised to do so. It says, Ki ata tibarek zadek adnai kitzina ratzon tahatrenu. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor will thou compass him as with a shield. God will bless people who do righteousness. He will show favor unto them. And the favor of the Almighty will be like a protecting wall around us. So may everything go well for us and for the people of Israel. This is Yair Davidi from Bambi, signing off for the present. God bless you all. Shalom.